Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Cassie owes Kristen a big ol' thank you for some advice Kristen gave her that changed her life that we will get to here in just a second. Before we get to that, how's everybody's Mother's Day, Cass?
It was great.
Yeah.
It was actually a really, really awesome day. We did an outdoors brunch with the kids and then went to a museum I've been wanting to take the kids to for a long time and saw a new exhibit there and saw some of my favorite paintings. And it was a really cool family day. And I know that sounds weird, but it felt really quality.
Why would it sound weird if it was a nice family day on Mother's Day?
I think because I'm still of the mindset, like, I don't feel like an adult. And I remember my parents saying, like, Sunday is family day, and I hated it. I was like, I love you guys. Get away. I want to go hang out with my friends. So saying it was a great family day feels like really cheesy and corny, but now I get it, and it was awesome.
How about you, Abby?
Mine was pretty chill. I mean, my mom's still down in Florida, so I gave her a call. She ignored it. So I'm assuming she was having a great day without me.
Did she send you a voicemail?
No, she texted. I was like, I texted her because she was not responding to me. And I was like, and this is very abnormal. Like, my mom is a helicopter mom. So I was like, are you alive? And she's like, yeah. She sends me a picture of her and my dad at the beach. They had like a beer in their hand. I was like, oh, you're doing fine.
I called my mom and my dad's like, you need to call back. She's still in bed. I was like, oh, how the tables have turned.
Yeah.
And Kristen is and was in Kentucky for the weekend.
Correct. So my husband and I, we drove to Kentucky with Jimmy so we could see my mom for Mother's Day and we could see his mom for Mother's Day. So they were both ecstatic to have us here, and they weren't so much excited to see us as everybody's excited to see Jimmy, but we're getting very used to that.
It's going to be that way for a while.
Yeah. And I'm like, I will gladly play second fiddle any day as long as my husband still has to play third. So Jimmy gets first, I get second. Bart gets third, but no, it's we went out to a nice lunch yesterday, and on Saturday we went to the farm, and Jimmy got to see Grandma Mattingly and a bunch of cows and kitty cats, and he's been in heaven. He has no idea what this weekend's about, but bless his heart, he's got molars coming in, so I want you guys to pray for me today when I take that 7-hour drive back to back home with the toddler that's got molars coming in, because my little man's not feeling too
hot. That's not fun, man. That is a long trip.
Yeah. So I'm really excited just to be here with you guys right now.
You want to do the show until like 6 tonight?
Please.
So you don't have to get in that car. Mine was really much just honoring my fiance. And so I hung out and had a whole day of activities planned for my fiance and her daughter, which we did all day, which was really, really, really cool. Had their makeup done late in the day. We went to lunch, breakfast, I should say. And then we went to that Slumu. That slime museum you were talking about, Kristen?
Yeah, the Slime Institute.
Yeah, you and I are going to circle back to that one later on in the show, because Bart was right. And also, what was the last one we did? I don't know. I had a whole bunch of things planned yesterday. Got their makeup done later in the day. So it was a good day. It was a really good day. All right, so what is this thank you that you owe Kristen?
So I'm a big believer that growth happens outside your comfort zone. And if something makes you feel uncomfortable, not scary or dangerous, just uncomfortable, you should push yourself to do it. And I've really adopted that mentality in my life for years now. And so if I get asked to do like an event or host something or be a part of something that my gut is like, I don't want to, I make myself do it. And I used to really thrive when I had a busy schedule. Like it was a point of pride for me if I was running back to back to back to back all day, because it made me feel like I was doing something with my life. It made me feel fulfilled and like, not like I was an important person, but because my time was being used up, I was like, this is good. This is what my life is supposed to be like. I'm creating, I'm adding to everything. And then recently, like a few months ago, earlier this year, actually, I had a weekend where I had, I made myself say yes to several events, and it ended up being like Friday, two on Saturday, and one on Sunday. And by the end of the weekend, I was pissed because they were all free. Like, it's not like I get paid, which is fine. But, you know, and before that, I also had a pick your brain session with somebody else, which is where they pick your brain on marketing stuff, which, by the way, I have a friend who charges for that. She refuses to do pick your brain sessions with anyone. She's like, it's my knowledge. You can hire me as a consultant or you can pay a fee to pick my brain. And I love that mentality. And here's why. At the end of the weekend, I was exhausted. It took me like a week to recover. I was so tired. I had no time with my family or my kids, no time doing anything that I wanted to do. And the whole weekend was spent doing things for other people. And they weren't charities, like, mind you. Charity work and nonprofit volunteering, very, very different. And I got to the end and I was like, this sucks. I don't like this anymore. Why do I keep forcing myself? I know I can do these things. There's no growth here. I'm just forcing myself to do stuff at this point. And then at the beginning of the year, I remembered Kristen gave us all New Year's resolutions. And hers for mine was, if it's not an F yes, it's a no. Which I think, Bert, is something you have said as well. And I really stopped and thought about it. And I think literally since high school, I have had my hands in everything. Like, the marker of success was having your hands in everything and doing things and doing it well. And it was the first time I feel like somebody had given me permission to just stop and be like, what do you want? Is this what you want? And looking at that role now and weighing everything in the balance of, do I want to do this or do I want to hang out with my family and kids or do something I want to do? And just, it was life-changing for me, and now I apply that rule, and I've said no to stuff, and I have huge guilt saying no to things still, but when I say no and I feel guilty, I remember Kristen's advice.
It'll go away. Just give it some time.
Okay. And I'm like, well, I'm like the mother of all events and nonprofit charity work, you know, here in studio, gave me permission to say no. But it really, like, it sounds like such simple advice, and I had heard it before, but it's not something I ever implemented because I did feel like I should. And then I did, and it's been a game changer. Like, it's so nice to have an excuse. So thank you, Kristen, for being the person that in my mind, I can be like, no, somebody else said it's okay that I say no. But just giving me that advice, because it's helped me slow down and realize also that success isn't being busy all the time. So for me, success isn't always running, having my hand in multiple pots. Success is me being happy. And if that means me being at home for a weekend, that is totally cool. And it's such a mental shift, because growing up, my parents were always about my career, school. And just to step back and be like, it's okay not to do, pour into either of those things. It's okay to pour into myself and chill out was a revelation. And it has made me so much happier. So Kristen, thank you for the advice and for knowing me better than I know myself, per usual.
That's why I gave you the resolution. And I, because I was in the same boat, like, just because you have a full calendar doesn't mean you're fulfilled. Like, and that's what I had to get to, because I was in the same boat as you, same way. If my calendar was jacked, I felt like I was doing life right. And that's just not the case. And it is. It's okay to say no, and it's okay to know your boundaries, and it's okay to take some time, not just with your family, but for yourself. So, so proud.
I was just listening to a podcast about this very thing last week, and another thing that hit me was, like, this dude said that every time you say yes to something, you're really saying no to something else. So if you say yes to doing that event, you're saying no to hanging out with your family.
Yeah, that's a good way of looking at it too, and weighing that balance.
But you're always constantly trying to balance it out.
But it's the stupidest, smallest thing that you think would be so obvious, but it's so hard to implement. But I'm glad I did.
Right.
The Bert Show.